one of the reasons why it is still growing is that people continue to be prescribed prescription drugs for pain. And we haven't looked at what we might be able to do otherwise. 54% of Kentucky adults reported being prescribed a pain reliever over the past year.
Is the root of the problem with regulation and monitoring, or is it the pain medication or the pain management clinics? Where is the problem originating?
It's both of those places, with the lack of monitoring that we have had in the state of Kentucky, and also with the proliferation in the past several years of pain clinics. The other thing that is driving this is that we are prescribed pain pills at an earlier age than we might have been in the past. So a 14 or 15-year-old who has knee surgery may get a prescription for Vicodin.
33% of Kentuckians report either having had a problem themselves or know someone who has. That's a frightening statistic, especially citing the information you just gave me.
It is absolutely overwhelming in terms of the number of folks. And one of the problems that comes from some of the solutions, the unintended consequences of trying to solve this problem by putting in more regulation, is that frequently, as a culture, we try the one solution. And we don't realize what's going to happen as a result of that. So we close down pain clinics, but we do not provide adequate treatment for the substance use disorder that has happened or an appropriate alternative for pain.
You make a really great point. There's not really a silver bullet solution, but there is new legislation in the works to more tightly control drugs like hydrocodone, oxycodone. Those are the drugs that are commonly found in drugs like Vicodin, and then move them to a schedule like methadone. Is that effective?
That has some effect. That is, there are some positives to that because it does reduce some of the supply, but you can't do that without realizing that you have a group of people out there who are already addicted.
And what can people do to educate their children and offer help to people who they know might have a problem?
There are a number of things. There's a coalition that has been built within the Northern Kentucky area. It is called the Northern Kentucky Heroin Impact Committee. The major players are the addictions treatment community, St. Elizabeth's Hospital, the health departments, and community members. So joining with that group would be an excellent way of making a contribution. Another thing is just talking to your kids about the use of drugs and making sure that you dispose of properly any prescription drugs that are given to you that you are no longer using.
You can find out how to get more information about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Ann Barnum, thanks for your insight.
You're welcome, Matt.